And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Since this program last aired Friday morning, the state of Oklahoma has reported just under 10,000 new COVID-19 infections. The total number of Oklahomans confirmed to have contracted the virus is now more than 174,000. 1,634 have died. Hospitalizations were also at an all-time high Friday evening, with more than 1,500 Oklahomans being treated in the state's hospitals. Dr. Dale Bratzler, chief COVID officer at OU Health, isn't sure the loose restrictions on bars and restaurants announced last week by Governor Stitt will have much of an impact.
I think, quite honestly, what we're seeing now, we saw 20,000 new cases in the past week, knowing that there are a large number of infected people in the community that are still shedding the virus and will spread the virus. I think it's too little, too late right now.
While the governor says he won't follow federal public health guidance for his own Thanksgiving, local leaders in Tulsa and Oklahoma City are urging residents to follow CDC guidelines for the holiday by avoiding all travel and limiting dinners to only members of your immediate household. Officials from some Oklahoma tribes are following suit. Here's Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr.
Our ICU beds at Hastings Hospital are staying full as we see and help more of our citizens hospitalized by this virus. The best thing we can do is stay in this holiday.
Dr. John Kruger is the undersecretary for the Chickasaw Nation Department of Health. He says their ICUs are also at or near capacity.
Thanksgiving, in my opinion, should be spent really only with the people you are in daily contact with in your household. I know that may sound extreme. You might hear other versions of that out there, but that is the safest thing.
The U.S. is in the midst of the worst stretch of the pandemic so far. More than 250,000 Americans have died. So far in November, more than 3 million Americans are confirmed to have been infected. Hospitalizations nationwide are also at an all-time high of more than 83,000. Experts fear these numbers will become significantly worse in coming weeks, especially if a large number of Americans ignore warnings about Thanksgiving travel. I'm Chris Polanski. You're listening to KWGS News.